Hey, Doc. You said you were working on a new invention. What is it?
Dizzy, you wouldn't believe it, but I've finally perfected my greatest invention.
What is it, Doc? Tell me.
You remember that soft old green chair that used to be in this room?
Sure I remember, Doc. What did you do with it?
Dizzy, I made it into a machine that can travel into the past or ahead into the future. I've built a time machine, an absolutely amazing time machine.
Golly, a time machine. You mean we could go back in time and meet Gedolin from the past, like the Hoffenheim or the Vilna Goin?
Well, Slumpy, we can go back in time, but we would still end up here in Brooklyn. You see, the time machine doesn't really move anywhere.
Give
out! We better forget about the time machine for now and take care of this Midas alert. What do you see on the screen, Slumpy?
It looks like a boy in school going into the lunchroom with his lunchbox. The computer says his name is Carmen Bagelstein from Baltimore.
Turn up the sound, Slumpy. Let's hear what's happening.
Look what I got in my lunchbox today. A bag of barbecue potato chips, licorice, 2 fruit roll-ups, a whole bunch of jelly beans, and 3 Wookie Junkie cookies. Now, I've just got to make sure that Maisie Katzenbrook sees all these goodies that I brought, because he's going to want some, and I'm not going to let him have anything. That's right. I'll give everybody else, but when Maisie asks for some, I'll tell him, you get nothing. That'll pay him back for not letting me have some of his pretzels yesterday.
Ay, 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 ay. Boys, did you hear that?
Golly, Dr. Meadows. Carmen is trying to get back at Moishi. He's taking revenge.
Yeah, that's Nakama. And the Tyrus says you're not allowed to do that.
You're right. We better play him the Nakama song. Slumpy, do you have the tape?
I sure do. Here it goes.
You were outside in the schoolyard yesterday, and your tummy was so hungry that you couldn't even play. So you asked your buddy, Maishi, would you share some of your snack? He said no, and you decided that you'd really pay him back. You were working on a map that was due in school next day, when your sister spilled a soda all across the USA. She said, sorry, please forgive me, is there something I can do? That's not good enough, you cried out, I'll be getting back at you.
Don't pay back.
Hey, Kelman, I see you've got a whole bunch of goodies in your lunchbox today. Do you think I could have some?
Sure, Maishi. What would you like?
Oh, boy, Kelman, thanks. I think I'll just take a few chips and a cookie. Oh, and let me have a
piece of... It shouldn't be too hard to figure out how to send this machine back to the future. Yeah. All I gotta do is turn the red key the other way, to the arrow that says forward. Oh boy, I can't wait to get home and tell Dr. Minos all about... Hey, what's that noise? It sounds like someone's chopping wood right nearby. Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to spend a few minutes here in the past. Yeah, let me see what's going on. Hey, there's a boy over there. About my age, and he's chopping down a cherry tree.
Timber!
Hey, watch out! That tree almost landed on my head!
Sorry about that. I didn't realize anyone was out there. By the way, my name is George. George Washington. Who are you?
My name is Snooky Shapir. George Washington! Hey, you really must be George Washington. Everybody knows that you chopped down a cherry tree.
That's ludicrous. How could anyone know that I chopped down a cherry tree? I just did it a moment ago, and nobody saw me do it. Except for you, of course.
Well, everybody's gonna know about it because you tell your father that you did it.
What? I would never tell my father that I chopped down the cherry tree. He'd be so very angry with me.
You mean you're not gonna tell him the truth?
Of course not. I shall simply tell him that I know nothing about the silly old cherry tree.
But you just gotta tell him the truth, George. That's what makes you so famous. That's how you get to become the first president of the United States!
President? Of the United what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I can prove it. You see the picture on this dollar bill?
I say, that looks just like me. Only older. Look, my name is printed under the painting. How could that be? Who are you, and where do you come from?
I told you. My name is Snooky Shapiro, and I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine.
Amazing. Is it really true that I become famous? That I become president of the United Lands?
That's the United States, George. And yes, it's really true. And one of the reasons you become so famous is because you never ever tell lies. You always tell the truth. Besides, don't you realize that lying is a terrible, terrible thing?
You know, Snooky, you're absolutely right. It is wrong not to tell the truth.
George! George, where are you?
Uh-oh, there's my father now. I'm over here, Father!
I think I better get back to the time machine now. Goodbye, George, and good luck!
Goodbye, Snooky, and thank you!
George, what goes on here? Who chopped down our cherry tree?
Father, I cannot tell a lie. It was I.
Well, George, it was wrong for you to chop down the tree. But since you were man enough to tell me the truth, I shall not punish you for it this time.
Thank you, Father. And Father, I must tell you about a boy I just met. His name is Snooky Shapiro, and he's from the future. He came here in a time machine.
Now, George, there you go again with that wild imagination of yours. I thought I too...